to you once again, my brothers, my sisters, in the name of the one we all know as the Lord Jesus Christ. He's above it all, and in Him we live, we move, we have our... Oh, there we go, sorry. Alright, how you doing out there? How is all going in your experience of this life and your experience of this world? Do you continue to trust that the one that made you, the one that created you, the one that fashioned you, the one that put you here, also still continues to know, have the plan, have your best interest at heart, has a reason and a purpose for you sojourning through this life and through this experience here? Or have the doubts crept in and come into your mind? Have you struggled with all the thoughts of what all this is about? Have you felt disempowered? Have you felt the attack and the press? Because if you felt it, it's because they're trying to do that to you. If you felt it, it's because that's part and parcel of the journey at this time. Yes, it sucks. It's awful to be on the receiving end of that. But also, that is the weapons of their warfare on their side. So as the scriptures say, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're spiritual, and they're powerful for the pulling down of strongholds. Well, you know, the weapons of their warfare, yeah, their weapons are carnal and spiritual, in that, you know, they definitely do a lot of things to the destruction of this planet and to all that's around us, but at the same time too, they have their spiritual ones too, that unless you know what they are and what the tactics of the enemy are, you will think that it's a natural occurrence, and it's not. You know, it is not a natural occurrence for you to be depressed out of your mind. It is not a natural occurrence for you to have, in the midst of all that's going on around us, if you actually stop, for you to be overwhelmed by feelings of hopelessness. That is not natural. You know, the other day, I'm blessed to be at a place with a lot of natural beauty. You know, I was outside, and I know, outside, wow. In whatever will happen with the coronavirus. Now, if you listen to these crazies that are just thwarting everything to do with science, everything to do with truth, everything to do with all that people know about the human immune system, or viruses, or bacteria, or germ theory. Anyways, go outside. It's good for you. While I was outside, you know, I was just looking at nature. And you know, it's amazing. Everything, things in nature, they're working. Things in nature are there. The things that have broken down are the systems of man. The systems of man are what are breaking down. Those are the things that, you know, these old constructs. And that's the reason that they're freaking out, and that's the reason that they're trying to make you freak out. Because their systems that they've put you into aren't working. And these are predatory systems by design. You know, we've got to understand that piece of it. Because in our participation in it, you're already set up by your participation in it to lose. You know, they have that saying with the casinos in Vegas, the house always wins. And why does the house always win? Because they provide the games soon as you go into that house, you're going to, if you play their game, you're going to lose. I'll say that again. As soon as you go into the house, those houses, if you play their games, you are going to lose. And why can you say that? Well, because of, in their case, the law of statistics, the law of averages, the law of, you look at any one of those games that are there, as time goes on, now there may be somebody that individually hits and does well and takes his winnings and walks out of the casino, but the law of averages over time, the house always wins because the stats are in their favor. So whatever the game is, now slots is the worst. That's why they put slots right there for you coming and going. When you walk into the casino and when you're leaving, in both cases, you're going to pass the slot machines. Just the same way they set up a grocery store. You know that? I had professors in college that designed floor plans for businesses. And they did casinos and grocery stores. And in both cases, they'll give you the worst odds walking in. The junk food, you're going to pass it twice in a grocery store on the way to get your milk and your eggs and your bread, which are tucked away in the back. So you've got to walk past all kinds of stuff a couple of times. So you're going to be very likely to buy that. If you just had eggs, milk, and bread right at the front, you'd never see what's in the rest of the grocery store. You just nip in, grab what you need, and go, right? This is the way they get you to buy other things that you don't need. But yeah, the setup. The house always wins. So the design of the system that they get you to participate in is set up for you to lose. And the same way that they set up the casino, where when somebody wins in a slot machine, they'll have 100 slot machines going, but somebody wins. Okay, what do you get? You get an auditory response. You get a visual response. All the sirens go off in the casino. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. What is that? What's that do? Oh, okay. Oh, that guy over there, or that lady over there, she hit. If I just keep playing, I'm going to win too. Right? What do they do in the world? Oh, yes, now here's your celebrities. Here's your business successes. Here's your this, here's your that. Here's your different things that they'll show you to keep you playing. Because that, too, could you be you, right? That, too, could be you. And you know what? That, too, could be you. Possible, but the system itself, by its design, not likely, because the system design is designed for value to be eroded and to be stolen without you even knowing or understanding that it's taking place or happening. I would encourage those of you that are listening to do a little bit of research on fiat currency systems. I hesitate to call it money because it's not money. We use it as money, but it's not money. Fiat currency systems. I would encourage you to research those, because if you do that, you'll understand a bit about the financial systems that we have been given and provided by nation states that destroys the value of what you and I create. And it erodes the value out the back door. And it's unnecessary. Look, if you and I were 1,000 years ago, if you and I sat down at a table and had a 1 ounce gold piece and we put it on the table and we left and we came back 1,000 years later, that has still got some value. today's market, it's got a ton of value. Over $2,000 of value. But if you and I did that with a dollar, even 100 years ago, well, you know, the U.S. dollar's lost over 95% of its value since 1913. Why? Where'd that value go? So if you left that on the table and you came back, it's lost value. Where did it go? Because the number's still on the paper. Where did it go? Well, it's been, the value itself has been leached out the back by the very design and the very system, the very people that designed the system that we use erode and steal the value through their ability to create more of it and through our blanket usage of it and through our lack of options for something else and through our inability to question the very system that we use in the first place and through their brutal destruction of anything that is a rival to it. So if something comes up with a better solution and they destroy it, they marginalize it, they demonize it. Why? Because they don't want competition, because they want you participating in their game. See, you can adjust your response, if nothing else, once you're aware. You can change the way that you do things once you know how they're trying to set you up in the first place. When you understand that their system is a debt system, you can be mindful and also realize that you can work towards minimizing your exposure to that. Right now in this global pandemic, which is not a pandemic, it's a scamdemic, it's a plandemic, it's a setup, but they have destroyed a lot of people that were doing things the way they thought was the right way in the system that they had been provided, which was a debt system. I've watched and I've seen a number of really good companies go out of business during this time because of the design that of the system that they were participating in and the consequences to them by no fault of their own. As this system collapses, so does their businesses. I'll give you an example. A lot of people in the oil and gas industry. Well, people that were trying to develop out oil and gas in the United States took, very big loans to develop out these reserves, these energy reserves in the country. And when the time came to bring their product to market, they collapsed the global oil prices and reduced transportation. So demand is down and price is down. How does that work? Because that's not usual economic theory. Economic theory, if the price goes down, demand goes up, or consumption goes up. In this situation, demand's down, supplies. It's demand's down and consumption's down as well. Plenty of supply, no demand. Price is down. Because people can't go anywhere. Otherwise they would. And so what happens? All these new upstart fledgling companies in the energy sector put out of business. For a while they're trying to keep it going. Trying to sell their product. Bring it to the market. Just keep some cash flow going, if nothing else, just so they can finance their debt and pay their workers, but that they can't sustain because they're running at a loss, and it's a bigger loss, and it's a bigger loss. And there it is. Out of business. Filing for bankruptcy. Now that's on purpose. That's on purpose, you guys. Because they can't weather the storm. And that's on purpose. Because then what they do is they create this is the bad guys now. They create that construct, they create that situation where when the collapse takes place, they buy up all the resources for pennies on the dollar. And then once that's done, then it goes up. Once they have control and once they have ownership and you've been wrecked, then it goes up. Do you understand? It's in their literature that this is what they do and this is how they do it. And if you don't realize that, and if you believe the lie that they sell you, then you'll be destroyed by that lie. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth sets you free. The truth quickens you. The truth empowers you. The truth enables you. You know what? If you want the truth, even if it's painful when the lie is exposed, you'll be grateful for it, because the exposure of itself is going to be freeing to you. And once you come through the difficulty of reality not being what you thought it was, once you come past that, you can then get on with what's real and get on with your time here in a way that is going to be fulfilling and in a way that's going to actually make a difference for the rest of it. You know, this is why it's awesome when our Creator quickens us and our lives are set free through what is revealed and exposed and through that finished work of Christ. It's awesome because now you know what you need to know and you can progress and you can move forward. And He has quickened you and you reveal you're one in Him. You're one with the Father. And now we need to walk it out. And we need to walk out truth as it's revealed. And truth, because you know what? The lie, it's awful and it's a rude awakening. But once you're awake, you can move forward. Love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. Yeah, keep on keeping on. Things are good. Things are good. Things are good. All right? All right, blessings. Talk to you soon. Bye.